Blog Talk Radio.
My new anthem for 2015, family. I know I just started talking, came on after the song, but you're tuning in to Sound Off Only Fear Fears, but fear does not live here, and I am your host, Miss Tanya E. How are we doing on this January 15th, 2015? before we get into our breaking of the bread, family, and we got a great host. We got a great host. I'm saying great host, though. I'm not boasting myself. We got a great guest. And but before we bring our sister on, family, we must say happy, happy, heavenly born day to one of our freedom fighters that stood up for our rights, that went restless, that was tired, but he kept pushing on because he believed in us, family. And again, it's about us, colored folks, our rights, our born rights, and that is our belated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So much respect and all of his generations that's in his bloodline, family. We give them the utmost respect and salute to them just the same, because it was their father, grandfather, brother, uncle, son that stood on the front line when others would not, family. So much respect. And again, thank you so much for all that you have done for us, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Family, today, again, like I said, we have a very special feature guest that we have online, and we're going to continue this series called Who's Watching Who. This time it's part three, and it's labeled I Am My Sister's Keeper. And I'm going to tell you all about this sister here just for a little bit before we bring her on, so that she can tell you all about herself through her words and through the spirit that I know she's about to bring on up in here, because it's about to be a hallelujah. Because, again, like I said to you all yesterday, Sam, you have to know you're speaking to a child of God. It's not ashamed nor afraid to let you all know upon who I belong to. So this sister right here, I met her on Facebook page through another sister, Denise Tucker, that has a health store, all about the mind, the body, and the soul. Her and her husband in Augusta, Georgia, and it's called Humanitree. And they do great things, from culture events to juicing to all the good things that we need to be doing for ourselves and for our body, family. And I must say, this sister here is a beautiful, beautiful sister, great spirit. Never met her in person, but her spirit along within the Facebook page lets me know that we are definitely connected. And without further ado, Sammy, I would like to introduce you all to her. And let's see what's going on as we are talking about My Sister's Keeper today. And our special featured guest is beautiful Shannon B. Ellis. Are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I am doing splendid.
Well, thank you so much for
wait a
that beautiful
wait
introduction.
A I got to hold on for a second. I got to hello.
Oh, no. Here we go.
This is how I'm going to talk to you today. How are you doing today?
And how are you?
I'm doing fine. I do just
my
fine.
My plate has it. You
that's
sound
all
so
right.
Much like my cousin. Wow, it's just so amazing to talk to you, finally.
Amen. Family, just with the inside situation right there where I was trying to do my little Madea situation, and because Shannon said that when she listened to the show yesterday, that I sound so much like her cousin. So I said, okay, let me bring on my Madea talk for you, and then we're going to make it happen. So that's exactly what that was about. So, Chad, let's get into it because, you know, time is going, and I want to make sure that our listeners get to know who you are. Now, the reason why I actually brought up I Am My Sister Keeper, because you are just that. You are a beautiful sister that is doing so many great things. God has instilled in so many talents within you, and from what I see from your Facebook page, you know, you're doing everything from helping our little girls to become young women, to writing your book, to just becoming a you, to who God created you to be. So introduce yourself to our listeners and let them know a little bit about you.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, first of all, Madea, it's Sean.
Oh, don't you get me, Sue. Oh, no. Mayor Keller Perry.
You know, I know Madea has that, you know, accent, so she's excused with
mm-hmm.
that. But okay. Hello, family. I am Sean, and I'm definitely grateful to to be on this telecast this morning, sharing words of wisdom and encouragement and inspiration with my sister. And being beautifully inspired was, I'm a lover of words, and I just appreciate God for creating words. They are life and death. You can inspire, you can build up, or you can tear down. So we can use our words wisely. So I was sitting at home one day, and I was just thinking, God, what can I say? What sounds, you know, savvy we can put together? And that's how Be Beautifully Inspired came about. And so I would just use that as my hashtag when I was writing inspirational posts on Facebook. But God just took it a step further and said, no, this is going to be a movement for you to glorify me. And so then it became an organization, and then it became a book. So I'm just excited to see how God is going to work this all out and have me to follow in his direction. So I'm just thankful and just grateful to be here.
Amen. And that song, my dear, is your anthem too, sister. I share that with you. Different. I'm different.
Different.
That song, when I first heard that song, I was actually, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that song. My son and I, which you all, you know, I call twin, were coming back from Charleston. His English teacher back in Charleston had gotten married that day, and we were driving back to Charlotte. And the Spirit of God was all up in me. He had me on fire. And I just happened to turn the radio on. I like to drive with silence a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually just turned the radio on, and this song was on. I did not know, and it just happened to be on the gospel channel. I didn't change it. I didn't put it there. It is what it was. And this song was playing, and I'm saying to my son, "What song is this?" I'm trying to capture the chorus, you know. And I'm like, "Okay, I have to find out who this is." And by the time I got home, it was 2.5 hours. God had me under the Spirit on fire from that point on. I said, "Lord, have your way." Even my son was in there. Hallelujah. Praising the Lord.
Wow.
Now, this song is so inspiring to us as women. And we're going to talk about that right now. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because as us being our sister keepers, and you're doing what God has led you to do under Beautifully Inspired. And now, like you said, as it became your organization, what are you finding within our young girls that as they are so desiring to become and lacking from their own, that they see within you, that see you as, I want to be you when I grow up? And what are you telling them?
Right, right. Well, from those who can't see me or those who don't know me, I am a full-figured woman, and I have kinky hair, and you can see the picture, Tanya. So when girls look at me, the young girls that I mentor, they're like, wow, you're beautiful. How do we get our hair like that? You know, it's just showing them that you can be beautiful and not succumb to the stereotypes that's on television. However, when they're looking at television, that's all that they see. They don't see the whole wide range of beauty. They're just seeing one definition that the media wants to show. And so I think a lot of that sometimes is lacking about what cultivating what their definition of beauty is and not allowing it to be defined by what's on the media. Finding a lot of times that the youth are not exposed to different things outside of the media. So not exposing them to cultural and museums and just other field trips and other, you know, examples outside of television is also lacking. And when we allow the media and what's on television to train up our children, so to speak, instead of us doing it ourselves, then we become women who are defined by the media. So I think just cultivating our youth is where we should start. So when they grow up, even going into middle school, going into high school, going away from college, that they have those set values within themselves. So that's mainly what I've been seeing.
Now, let me ask you, what age do you mentor? Because as you know, too, I'm in the trenches, and I have been on sabbatical leave for just a little bit as I continue raising my son. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. He's now a senior, so. And
praise
I found,
God.
Hallelujah. And I found during the workshops and mentoring that I have done in the past that our little girls look at us as if we're stars, you know, especially when I tell them come from the music industry. And actually, I remember conducting a workshop at an all-girls detentional center up in near Albany, New York. And the young girls, teenagers, one said, are you a celebrity? I said, I'm no more of a celebrity than you are. It's who we celebrate. And it's so unfortunate that when I look into the eyes of our young girls, I see myself. And for those that stand on the sideline that watch your interaction with the young girls, I've been asked, like, you know, what is it about you? It's like they take heed to you so fast that they won't do that to me. And I said, all they want is the truth. What is your perspective and what is your truth?
Right. First of all, I think it's something, if I'm understanding your question correctly, what draws young girls to me? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I think that God has placed something in me, some light, some beacon, something that they see. And so it draws them to me. And then God has placed a passion inside of me that I have for them. And so when we begin to interact and we begin to just talk, not I'm talking at them, not that I'm, you know, reprimanding them, but when we have an open dialogue and giving them the real life situation, things that's going to happen, things that I remember happening to me when I was a 7-year-old child and what happened to me when I was a 14-year-old child, and we really talk about those things and they really begin to open up and we have open, honest conversation without the fear of being judged, without the fear of being lashed at, without the fear of saying I'm going to pull up my belt and I'm with you because you're being honest with me, then I think that they begin to build that trust and that rapport. And they say, hey, this is somebody that I can talk to and I can open up to and learn and grow from. And usually, you know, I come into these workshops with two goals. One is to inspire them, but two, for them to inspire me. And each time I do that, they wholeheartedly teach me, they inspire me, they motivate me, they push me to keep going and doing what I'm doing. So that's how I view that.
And that's another amen. You know, we have actually a caller. Yay, caller. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go and check in real quick to see if the caller wants to speak or if they just want to be online and listen and see if they want to continue. Okay, is that fine with you?
That's fine with
you. Okay, we have a 347-752.
Hey, what's up? This is Barry, B-Side Video. Just trying to check in. You're doing your thing. And keep up the good work, man. I'm listening to the show. Everything is always positive and always informative. Just keep it going.
Dee, I appreciate you, Sean.
Awesome.
This is one of my NYC bros. And,
awesome. Hey, NYC.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Everything is
definitely
great. Just checking in. On a check-in. I'm listening to the show from New York, and it sounds like a real positive vibe that's going on right now.
I appreciate you, man. And it's such a blessing for you to call in at this time. And while you're here, just give me 1 minute for your perspective on the gentleman's side, because I know you work out in the field. I'm not going to disclose the government situation that we both know. However, with your B-side and what you do within the industry with your video photography and all of those things of seeing from the entertainers to, you know, rappers, models, what is your perspective on where we at right now as you are our brother's keepers?
Well, where we at now in regards to the whole everything, I mean, we're at a point now where we're at a point now is that we need to kind of understand what's out there and be able to decipher fact from fiction. There's a lot of negative messages are being sent out there, and the kids, females, and the guys are taking the wrong impression of what it's about. You know, so, I mean, I think those artists, that the alleged role models, need to kind of take a lesson from the old school artists and everything, and, you know, kind of figure out how they got successful without having to put out all the negativity in the air. So that's pretty much, you know, where I'm at. I mean, I'm not really sure exactly what you were talking about on the show. But,
well, that's okay, because you know, I threw you off. You know, always be ready. Remember that? The words I said last week? Always be ready. Always be ready.
Yeah, well, I'm going to come out with an answer. Yeah, I'm definitely going to come out with an answer.
Look at here, see, I'm going to invite you, because I told you I would love to have you back just the same. And this year is going to be much more interactive and consistent with the show. And I would hope that you'll be able to grant us some more time with you, if that would be possible.
Definitely. I'm just trying to check in, you know, show my love to the show and, you know, the people that you have on, your guests you have on there now. And I hope everything remains positive with your show.
Thank you so much,
I look to be on it real soon.
Baby, appreciate you. That's B-Side Videos from the NYC, Mount Vernon, by the way. Okay, let's go back to Sean. Sean,
but
you there, sis?
I'm still here. And you know what?
Yes.
It was actually a divine interaction that this young man has called into the show, because I was sitting here thinking when I was reading the title of the show, I'm My Sister's Keeper. And then you brought in, I'm My Brother's Keeper. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, you know what? Keeper is not gender specific. Because, yes, I am my sister's keeper, and I'm a female, but I also need my brother to also be my keeper. And my brother also needs me to be his keeper. So the keeper piece is not gender specific, but we all need to be each other's keeper to keep this thing rolling and keep this thing in a positive light. So I just want to throw that out there and kind of twist that in the conversation a little bit.
Well, that's exactly why he called in. Again, just as you know of me through Facebook, it's nothing but divine. And you see, I already know about my Trinity team, you know, and that's who I roll with. So, again, nothing happened just because, you know, and I appreciate him for calling in because, again, like you said, we need each other. And we passed that time where, you know, oh, she this and he that. You know, Adam and Eve just started in the beginning. So, again, we already know the problem. Like I spoke about that yesterday. We here, right here, sound off only fear, on, but fear does not live here. We are speaking about the solution in 2015. No more working on the problem, not working on the problem, but speaking of the problems. We're working on the solution.
Yes.
Okay, so let's continue to work and form these alliances that we don't have to be connected by each other organizations, but just by hands, you know? Again, putting your hands and sewing your hands in that cloth so that we know that you are part of the legacy for our kids. And that's another thing I want to talk to you real quick about, too, is that with Finn, you're born and raised in Augusta, Georgia, is that correct?
Born and raised in Augusta, Georgia, that's it. Been here in North Carolina about 9 years.
In Fayetteville.
In Fayetteville. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My stepdad is from Fayetteville. You may know some of them, but we're not going to talk about that topic right now. This is what we are on. My sister keeper. Okay. Now, being born and raised in Augusta, Georgia, work with me on this. I'm born and raised in the Bronx, New York. My mother's from Tuskegee, Alabama, father from Charleston, South Carolina. Since I have relocated due to circumstances to the South, I'm getting, it first started in Charleston, now I'm here in Charlotte. I have nothing against all people. Back home in New York, we accept everyone with open arms. But here, it's been a challenge. And I guess because, you know, I'm constantly hearing you Northerners. Can you just give us Northerners, by way of being the DNA of the Southerners, some input upon why we get this Northerners still mentality opposed to allowing us to bring the tools that we have in the toolbox to help each other, as well as knowing that we are coming to collect our inheritance, that our ancestors that was feeding on these grounds just the same as yours.
Right.
To help rebuild. Can you help me out, please, sis? Be my keeper right now, please.
I'm so tickled by this question. And I am in by no means a spokesperson for the South. However, I will say this, and it goes back to any problem that we have with different races, different people, different sexualities, whatever we have. I think there's a system in place that, how can I say that, that wants to define who we are. So a lot of times when you look at movies, when you look at things on television, maybe when you hear things on the radio, maybe when you were hearing grandma talk on the back porch, or maybe when you were hearing sister girl in the street talking about Northerners and how they are and they're rude. And I can remember as a teenager, and some of my family are in New York, and I was going to New York, and some of my family members in the South said, you know, just walk straight. Don't look at nobody. Don't speak to anybody because you don't want anybody to know your tour. So I think it's those things, that those ignorant things that people say or things that are on television, it forms your mindset of what a Northerner is.
Yeah.
It forms your mindset of what a Black Northerner is. It forms your mindset of, you know, whatever that system out there that's telling you who such and such is. And so I think that's a lot of where that comes from.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that enlightenment. Because, again, those are words, right? Again, words that have been instilled in our spirits and our souls that have continued the ignorance. I mean, when I was in talk, I didn't know who I was. I was so geeky. Now, my son was like, who are you? I'm like, boy, get we fit to go somewhere now. Look here. Look, you know, but it's all good. I love my DNA. Look, I am country. I am within whatever it is. Whatever comes out, that's who I is for that day. That's why Miss Right Now is also my other day. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. Now, let's go back to some more you. What are
okay.
you doing now? I'm hearing something. I seen something you in a beauty modeling contest. What's going on? What are you doing right now?
What is
I'm
all
like,
of that
okay,
about?
Miss Beautiful, what are you doing right now? Let our listeners know, what are you doing right now? What plans you have for Instead Field that's going on with your organization? And I have something else I want to get into, too. So let us know what's happening with you right now.
It's really such a trip that I'm even in this contest, or even the other day going to Mexico to a modeling casting call, and you know, just those things I never would have dreamed that somebody would be looking at me and saying, hey, this is what you need to do. But everything, like I said, is by God's design. And my organization, Be Beautifully Inspired, its mission is to inspire, empower, challenge our young girls and our young women to be positive, think positive, do positive, be positive, just be great. And so when my young girls look at me, I want them to see me as beautiful, in which they do. But I don't look like a lot of the women on television. And so trying to let them know that, hey, whatever you put your mind to do, you're beautiful. I don't care what it looks like on television. I don't care what nobody else is telling you what beauty should look like. You are beautiful. And so I just stepped out and just did it. So it was really to empower and encourage them. So.
Outstanding. Again, you know what it is? You know, I mean, like I said, in 2015, you know, I'm spiritually pregnant. I'm in my fourth month. And I put some more pounds back on. Anywho, we have to show our children. And this is for mothers. I'm a mother. So, you know, I'm a mother of one son. And this is for mothers and fathers, whether you be a single mother, single father, you have both parents in the house. Remember, our children need not to be looking on the outside of what the beauty is.
There you go.
But if they
there
have to, each one of us are bypassers of examples that our children are looking at, and then they are inquiring why that person looks a certain way. Why are they that way? Like the show Empire. Let me just talk real quick. I didn't think about speaking about this, but here it is. Empire. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to watch a TV series in so long that has held my attention and captured my interest. And I guess from being in the entertainment business industry for the almost 29 years this year, I can see why the cause and effect, why people do certain things, you know. From my own personal experience, why dancing was my forte and why folks was like, oh, are you a dancer? Did not realize that that dancing has always been my outlet for my release and my stress. You never know what I'm going through, and I still do that when my body able to, you know, give me the strength to do so. But I'm saying that to say, us as grown women today, we have fallen short, and this is one of the things I always say to our young girls, too, in the beginning of me talking to them. I apologize for all those mothers, aunts, cousins, sisters, teachers of women that may have failed you. It's not their fault. Today I see a lot of selfishness where our women, mothers, sisters, aunts, grandmas, because we have grandmas now just our age, that have dropped their responsibilities of showing our young girl how to be young ladies because they're too busy doing themselves or competing with their daughters. What would say to our sisters, as we are our sisters' teachers? Now we're talking to our grown sisters. What would you say to them if you had them in the room right now upon what they should be doing and how they should be doing? Like you said, we're not talking at them. We're talking to them along with them, because we are right with you. We all make errors, and we still make errors every day. But at this rate that we're going, we are, our young girls don't have a future of becoming who we are today. What would you say to them?
Well, I will ask them, I like to be interactive, and I want people to get involved. So what I will have them to do is write down right now what your definition of being a mother is. What is your definition of being a role model is? What is your definition of what a woman is? And when they write those definitions, I can guarantee you they're not all going to be the same, because we're not all the same. We weren't all raised the same. We weren't all around the same culture influence. And so once we get into their minds and in their hearts to find out, well, what do they think this is, or what have they defined for themselves, and then have an open dialogue of what everybody's definition is. And I think you'd be very surprised how quickly that can turn into an empowerment session. And not only empowerment session, but a challenging session to challenge them to change towards more positive being. So that's exactly what I would do. And I also have to say this. I know I probably sound winded while I'm talking, because I'm getting passionate and I'm running around my office right now while I'm talking.
That's quite all right. Most people have.
So I need to sit myself down so I can calm down and not get winded. So that's what I'm getting ready to do.
No, I get it, because I sit here and be talking with my hands, and I'm surprised I'm sitting still. I recognize. I understand. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah, so that's what I would do, because let's face it, our grandmothers are getting younger. Our mothers are getting younger. However, there has been a disconnect, because back in the day, I mean, my grandmother had her first child when she was 14, but wasn't on welfare, worked job after job, and did what she needed to do for her family. And I'm not saying that being on welfare is nothing wrong with that, but you can't live off that. But the main thing I'm trying to say is there has been some type of disconnect with us, that we have to come back to the reality and the basics of what can I do to leave a legacy for my family? What is it that I need to do to build my family? What is it that I need to do to produce young women, young men to go out into society and be what God has called them to be? And so there has been some type of disconnect there that we need to get back to.
Disconnect, discord, sis, you know, the time has actually, we passed the 30 minutes. I told you that 30 minutes was going to go fast.
You sure did.
Yes, we already in the grace time. We already
wow.
in the grace time.
Oh wow!
I told you. Look in here. We're gonna bring you back for another part because I enjoy your spirit. Like I told you yesterday, just bring you, and you did just that. But before
wow.
we have to close out, sis, I want you to tell them how they can get in contact with you, and then I also wanted you to give a message to our brothers to let them
okay.
know we stand with them and by them, and we also love them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, and I look forward to coming back. I mean, this thing can really get passionate up in here, so I appreciate that. And for everyone who's listening, you can reach out to me on Facebook, Shawn D. Ellis, or my Twitter or Instagram at Sincerely Shawn, and Shawn is spelled S-C-H-A-N. You can send me an email at Shawn@BeBeautifullyInspired.com. And my website is www.BeBeautifullyInspired.com. So any one of those ways you can reach out to me. Let's dialogue, let's converse, and so to my brothers, my beautiful, beautiful brothers, here's my message to you, and it's simple. Is one, I love you. Two, we need you. And that's my message.
Sister Shawn B. Ellis, family, you all been listening to Sound Off, Only Fear Fears, but fear does not live here. I am your host, Miss Tanya E., and this is how we making it happen for 2015. I was just laughing again. Oh, my gosh. Like, really? Okay. Look at here. Don't get me started. Just break out the breath. Well, we ain't going to do that either because we still rest mode. Okay. Sis, I love you so much. Thank you for granting us this time and blessing us with your spirit. And we're going to bring you back very soon. So let's stay in contact. And, family, y'all heard it here. And we're going to close out with one of my great songs from Brother King, Freddie Fox. And as we spoke today, we are our sister's keepers as well as our brothers. So we're going to bring back that B-side video, too, so we can break it down because we definitely need our men, our brothers. So, family, again, thank you all for tuning in, and God be good. We'll be back next week. Tomorrow we want to take off, so let's try this again next week, family. And like I said, we're about to close out with Teach the Children by Freddie Fox.
Amen.
For the juvenile minds of the world, yes. Sometimes I look up at the moon and the stars and I wish that I could go just to see if there's another place to spread my flow. Freddie Fox bit fertilizer, the young minds grow. Now I'm letting all the shorties in the whole world know I be the book of light, darker than black. I'm not recessive or laid back. I'm right in your face, it's called attack. Shorty, watch me on your TV screen. 106 in parts, fit a mean 16. Metaphorically show shorties what they ain't seen. MCs and DJs, a two-man team. Listen, with my own personality, I build my own trails. I write my own rhymes. I tell my own tales, be a trendsetter. Can we see good on earth? Take every day that comes my way for what it's worth. Keep only things around you that light your way. And you should find time to pray. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't be. Guard your soul with a nice warm goose down. Life is cold, real life ain't Barney and Big Bird. Ask my man Barney who got life for moving with Big Birds. Learn math and science so you can be part of the alliance. And please remember this, that I ain't afraid to be who I be. Cause who I am is something nobody can take from me. We gotta teach the children. Help my brother, love my sister, study each other. It's time we learn, we breathe the same. So I feel pain, when you feel pain, we gotta teach the children how to be self-reliant, how to look like a small fry, think like a giant, make the world compliant to everything you need. So the next kids that come up, so we can succeed. When you wake up in the morning and start your day, bad news might turn you away. You should think about the people that died for you to be where you at. By the whips, by the chains and the gas. Watch the snakes in a circle around you when you're putting it down. Hidden message in the hardcore sound. The gangs be busting. mauling and slashing in Corleone fashion, but they crashing, calling black bodies, they blasting. My daughter's a cute one, she wondering why me and mommy don't see eye to eye. So I tell her that daddy's not a bad guy, baby ain't a thorn, and I love you even more ever since you was born. Same with Bri and Tayshaun, the wars that I fight it so my shorties can't sleep at night. That's why I tatted this tat right over my heart, so nobody never tears apart. We gotta teach the children, talk my brother, love my sister, study each other. It's time we learn, we breathe the same.
I
so
approve.
I feel pain, when you feel pain, we gotta teach the children.